The world and my great office will sometime divide me from your bosom.
All which time before the gods, my knee shall bow my prayers to them for you.
Good night, sir. My Octavia, read not my blemishes in the world's report. I have not kept my square. But that to come shall all be done by the rule. Good night, dear lady.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Now, sirrah, you're to wish yourself in Egypt.
Would I never come from thence, nor you thither.
If you can, your reason.
I see it in my motion. Have it not in my tongue. But yet, hie you to Egypt again.
Say to me, whose fortune shall rise higher, Caesar's or mine?
Caesar's. Therefore, O Antony, stay not by his side. Thy demon, but thy spirit which keeps thee, is noble, courageous, high, unmatchable, where Caesar's is not. But near him, thy angel becomes a fear, being o'erpowered. Therefore, make space enough between you.
Speak this no more.
If thou dost play with him at any game, thou art sure to lose. And of that natural luck, he beats thee against the odds. Thy luster thickens when he shines by. I say again, thy spirit is all afraid to govern thee near him. But he away, 'tis noble.
Get thee gone. Say to Ventidius I would speak with him. He shall depart thee. Be it art or hap, he has spoken true. If any dice obey him, in our sports, my better cunning faints under his chance. If we draw lots, he speeds. His cocks to win the battle still of mine, and it is all to naught. And his quails ever beat mine, in hooped, at odds. I will to Egypt. And though I make this marriage for my peace, in the east my pleasure lies.
Come, Ventidius. You must depart here. Your commission's ready. Follow me and receive it.